There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Alwyn Boyle, first of all, just explain to me why you are in Greece at the minute.
Hi, how are you? So I'm over in Greece and I'm on my second round of IVF with Serum, IVF clinic over in Athens. I tried IUI, failed in Ireland, and then I changed clinics, tried another clinic in Ireland. They said my eggs were inviable, that I'd have to go down the road of double donor. Wasn't really happy about that. It didn't sit with me very well. I don't know why. Just everything kind of hits you quite hard when you can't do it yourself. Mm. It's not the ideal. It's not the plan. It's not what you plan in life, you know, it's not the norm. But so they also said that they didn't think they'd carry out double donor because my BMI. I tried to foster twice. Once I was refused because I had a job. And then the second time I was refused because I didn't have a job because of COVID, because I lost all my work during COVID. So it's been like a really tough 2 years. I tried to adopt and I was basically told that I'm going to be under a serious amount of pressure to be accepted for adoption because they have a limit on a BMI of 34 to 35 and I'm over that, and that broke my heart. So went to my Instagram and kind of was just devastated. Everything just like got knocked back after knocked back for everything. And I'm like almost 40 in a month. And I was just, it was my niece, Amy, who kind of got me started on it all. She was like, you love kids. It's all you know. You have your stage school. You're a clown doctor. You know, you teach kids in schools and it's all I know. So I said, right, I'm going to have to keep going with this and hope for the best. And someone on Instagram said to me, have you heard of Serum? They're amazing and you can do embryo adoption. So in my head, it sat better with me. You go over, you do like all the legal paperwork, like, you know, and you have a lawyer that gets you to sign stuff and you're adopting an embryo, essentially, which made me feel like that if that was terminated, it could be a lost child. Mm. So I was like, that's probably the closest to what I'll be able to do. So I tried it back in May and I had a failed cycle, but I came over, I brought my dad over. So I didn't think it was a lost journey. He's 73. So it was amazing to have him with me. And I came back this time and I got amazing news the other day. So it's really early days. But yeah, I got a positive. So yay. I'm like, oh my God, but it hasn't really hit me yet. It's like, because it's so early and, you know, the 12 weeks is so important and I'm only 4 weeks now. So okay. Even though you only do a 2 week wait, you're 4 weeks pregnant when you find out. It's crazy. Science is just crazy.
Well, congratulations on your good news. Thank and you. All the best. Hopefully it all goes really well. You mentioned there about not being able to adopt because your BMI was too high. Like, what is the reason behind that? Why would you not be allowed to adopt because of your BMI?
Well, I actually questioned it when I was on there was a Zoom conference that you kind of, it takes a good while to get on it. And so if I wanted to adopt domestically, which would be Ireland, or non-domestically, which is outside Ireland, you need what is called a passport to adopt. And you can only get one passport per adoption process. So it's not like when you get one and if you don't get accepted for that country, you have to go to another. So basically, I did a course with Helping Hands in Cork. They were absolutely brilliant. They're linked in with the organization here that organizes the adoption process. did their course, and it just came up in their course that, yeah, it's very unlikely if you have a BMI that you'd ever be accepted. So I kind of let it go. And then at the end of the meeting, I said, sorry, can I just clarify what you said there? You said that someone over a BMI over 34, 35 would not be accepted. And it was made very clear to me that that was very true. And I said, why? Like, why? And they said the life expectancy of someone with a BMI of that number is a lot smaller than anybody else. And just, it broke my heart. Like, I was like, is this actually real? Is this actually happening? Like, and I said to the lady, like, all I know is children. That's all I know. Like, ask anyone. I mind all their kids. Like, it's all I know. And I've got a home here that is safe and secure and a loving family, and I can give a child a home. And
so do you think that should be changed?
Oh my God. Like, if they'd asked me to do a fitness test, no problem. Like, if they said, right, Alwyn, come in and we're going to get you a fitness test. Like, obviously you do all the other tests, you know, your health checks and screenings and stuff. But, and it is obvious that you cannot be obviously a gambler or, you know, drug addict or anything like that when you're going through the process. It was never mentioned in the course though, you know, and that kind of really upset me. I was like, you haven't mentioned any of those other things, but you've made such an impact on me about this. And you've, when I've questioned you, you've said, yeah, you're very unlikely to be allowed to adopt, or like, and from Instagram now, it turns out that that's what happened. A lot of people who wanted to foster, their BMI got in the way. So I'm like, bring me into a hospital, test me, you know, check my health over your opinion of a number. If that's the case, the fittest people in Ireland that are doing bodybuilding or rugby players, they can't adopt. Their BMI is definitely over 34.
Yeah.
You know, 34, 35. And I was just, it just blew my mind that, I you'd love to keep everything in our own country, but we can't with the way things are going, you know. And I know there's another way. If I wanted to adopt, I could move to the country and become a resident within the country, and it'd be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Which doesn't make sense. Like, money talks, or moving to a country can talk, which is awful. It's really bad when there's children in need of somewhere to live. You know, and I suppose this is the closest way I could make this work. So, you know, and everyone's like, and will you tell the child? And I was like, I didn't know, like, because it's been a whirlwind for me too. It's been such a massive learning curve. We don't learn enough in school about our bodies. We don't get our insides checked, but we get our car checked. We get NCTs in our car, but we don't, as women, get our insides checked or anything. Sure, half the things they told me they were checking, I didn't know where they were or what they were. Yeah. It was crazy, like, at the beginning, you know. And so I didn't know. And the last time I was here, I wrote a kid's book so that I could explain it to the child.
Okay.
And I had to rewrite the end of it because it didn't work. And then I came back and finished it when I got the results. So.
And will you be publishing that book?
If I could find someone to publish it, it would be amazing. But I've had so many people read it now and they just cry. They're just like crying every time they read it. They just cry. But I put it on Instagram that I'd wrote a book, and this lovely girl called Lily May, art by Lily May, she's only 18, and she's offered to draw all the images for it.
Lovely.
So she's been sending them to me, so we've got like the images and we've got my story. And yeah, people in the clinic read it the other day and they just started bawling. And I was like, is this good or bad? And they were like, this is what we want to tell our kids. This is what we want to tell our kids. So that kind of stuff has been very good for me to do that. And the book will also help me explain it to like my friends' kids, because I'm always around kids. And they're going to wonder, like they've already said, one of my best friend's little boy was saying, but mommy, how is Alwyn pregnant? Like, you know, how? And you don't realize until you hear that stuff that that's going to happen, you know. And his brother turned around and he said, she just did it a little bit different, and that's okay. And I was like, oh my God. So yeah, it's all a bit mad, but it's so sad we have to leave Ireland to do things like this, you know.
It is. Alwyn, listen, thanks so much. And again, congratulations on your news, and stay in touch. Let us know how you're getting on. Hopefully everything goes okay for you.
Cork's 96 FM.